Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to meet you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Grant LaBeouf is here. Grant's back. Last time we talked to him, the world was just humming along swimmingly, just ducky, happy as little clams, not realizing that there was a major storm on the horizon, a storm we now call the coronavirus pandemic. And back then, things were different than they are now, and Grant has made the shift. He's one of the guys we're turning to these days to help us get reoriented in what I'm calling the post-pandemic new regular. And he's the author of Digital Selling. He's the founder of Sticky Marketing Club, and he's one of the leading experts on digital marketing. And he's our good friend, joining us all the way from England, London, England, Grant LaBeouf. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Jim. It's a pleasure to be back. Thank you.
It's good to have you back. Boy, howdy, have things changed since we talked last. And I want you to give us your best advice that you always do on how we can get restarted with customers. And in a little bit, I'm going to get you to give us a little bit of a tour of what's going on in England these days with the coronavirus. But I want you to talk to us about that. But first, I want to set you up with a little bit of early reporting that we're doing on what small business owners are saying about reopening. We asked this question this weekend. What does being open again look like in your business? And so 44% said we're back in full force as if nothing happened. 28% said customers are coming back, but it's definitely changed things. 20% said we're finding our way, with customers are returning slowly. And 8% said, I don't recognize the new economy is scary. So it's really kind of a mixed bag. I mean, the big group is we're back rocking and rolling, but the rest of the folks is kind of a mixed bag, and people are finding it all across the landscape. What do you think?
Yeah, it's interesting. It's nice to see that there's a bulk there, 44% that are back in full force.
Yeah.
So like you said, there's
almost half.
Over half that definitely aren't. And I think that, you know, it very much depends, obviously, the market sector that you were operating in before. I think that's obviously going to affect things for people. But I think one of the things that businesses really, really have to look at very, very closely, I don't know the conversations that you've been having with business, is they have to revisit their value proposition and say, do we need to change it slightly? Has our marketplace, has our customer base changed slightly? Do they value slightly different things? Are they looking for slightly different solutions from us as we come out of this lockdown and out of this pandemic? And therefore, I think it's really, really important for companies to don't just think, well, it's business as usual. Internally, to just go back and look at the value proposition, the offering they have to customers,
yep.
And could they tweak it a little bit, change it slightly to make it more relevant and more appealing as we start to come out of the pandemic?
You cannot go bebopping back into the marketplace and act like it's December, January all over again, and that customers haven't been affected. And there's no way, it is impossible for you to predict, for you to know, for you to imagine what any individual customer is going to expect from you. Their expectations, they still have certain needs, right, for food, shelter, et cetera, but their wants are going to be quite different. And you just have to ask them, right? Isn't that what you got to do? Just ask them. You can't presume.
Yeah, so right. So I'll tell you what happened to me, and then I started telling all my clients and customers. So, you know, I travel around the world speaking and consulting with companies, And I address about 12,000 people a year in a normal year. Mm-hmm. And obviously lockdown happened and in the UK, and I locked in my home office. And I suddenly realized, you know, normally I get that intelligence of what's going on in the marketplace without even trying, because I meet so many people in my day-to-day activity. And suddenly I was locked at home, you know, cut off from what I call the real world. And I made it my business then, you've got to stay close to your customers. And I was making sure I was making a certain number of calls a day, having a certain number of Zoom calls, phone calls, just to stay close to your customers and find out what they're talking about and what's going on in their world. And you make a really powerful point, Jim. I would say to everybody out there, doesn't matter who your customers are, you've got to stay close. Make phone calls, make an effort, get out there, make sure you're talking to customers, because that's the only way you can make sure that you stay relevant.
Well, and they're what they expect from you, I mean, 6 months ago, nobody walked in your store and expected to see somebody, you know, very busy wiping everything down from the last person who came in. That would have looked odd to a lot of people if they saw you doing that. What's the matter? Was your store not clean before? But now that's different. I mean, there's some subtleties, aren't there? There's some subtleties they're going to expect from you that may have nothing to do with your business, with what you sell them. And they're going to, in some way, subtly expect you to be doing that, right?
Yeah, exactly right. And it's a very, very important point is that you need to reassure your customers. So I'll give an example. I was speaking last week to a hairdresser in London who runs a number of salons and has been forced to be shut and was reopening this week.
Right.
And, you know, it was very, very important that he got out for his customers what they're doing for their own safety.
What to expect when they got there, right?
Exactly, what to expect, and that to reassure the customers it is safe to come back. Mm-hmm. These are all the precautions we're taking. These are all the things we're doing to make sure that your safety is primary. And, you know, you're exactly right. Those are things he wouldn't have thought about 3-4 months ago, mm-hmm. but now they become really, really important. And it's having that communication with customers
right.
so they know it's okay and it's safe to come back.
Could we say this, Grant, don't be obtuse. Wouldn't that be a good way to say when it comes to what customers expect from you, don't be obtuse. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Yeah, absolutely. And don't be frightened to don't take anything, you know, that you think, oh, well, that's obvious. Nothing's
right.
obvious. Tell customers, communicate with them, because that makes right. customers feel comforted and comfortable, and they're more willing to do business with you. So make sure you keep telling them.
The book is called Digital Selling, How to Use Social Media and the Web to Generate Leads and Sell More. Grant LaBeouf is the author. He's the founder of Sticky Marketing Club, LTD. It's outstanding. You should go there and check it out and follow him. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassing. Here's the roof.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.